Oh, my friend, you missed it. A few minutes ago, Chef Eric made a what we call a potty noise.
It was not. I was opening a package of bacon.
But in my mind, and my way of thinking, and several other people around here, they heard it, and I said, are you going to say excuse me? And they found it rather humorous.
You have the mentality of a third grader.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
man, that's
yeah move you up a year.
Thanks for the graduation there, Superintendent.
Sure, sure.
But anyway, I notice this, of course, this is the time of the show everybody looks forward to. It's a recipe rundown.
Yeah.
And you've really, you know, when you look at your recipes from where, when you started way back when to where you are today,
yeah,
you have really, you've realized, I think, something about your cooking that I don't think you knew, but I knew all along.
That I can do it simple?
That you could do it simple, yeah, and still get the flavors and the oohs and the ahs and the OMGs, yeah, and everything. And
you know, that's the thing that stresses people out about cooking so often is all these ingredients and all these flavors. And the reality is if you start with good ingredients to begin with, you're going to get great taste, great flavors out of it. It does not have to be complex. You don't need to do the mother sauces, okay?
No.
I mean, yes, if you can do a velouté, then fine. You go do that.
A hoodie way?
Yeah, hoodie way.
Yeah.
But you don't need that for just good everyday cooking, and that's what we're going to do here. So along those lines, what I did is I've got a sockeye salmon that I've put a little of olive oil, a little salt, a little pepper, some drizzled a little bit of honey on top of it, and then some lemon slices.
Did you use a good Tupelo honey?
I did not, because I don't have any Tupelo honey. You didn't bring me any.
I didn't bring you any. Well,
so there. It's a wildflower honey from Alabama.
Oh, nice.
So that we're going to mix that. We're going to do a flatbread with that sockeye salmon and some bacon.
Oh.
And a Japanese sauce called a white sauce, which is...
So this is really a multinational dish.
It is. It is.
And, Alabamian?
Yeah.
That's Asian?
That's its own country. Anyway, so that's going to be a flatbread. We're going to start with that. What I did is, just so everyone knows, I rendered out some bacon.
But not all the way through.
Not all the way. I'm not cooking the salmon all the way through yet. I'm not cooking the bacon all the way through yet because I need it just par cooked because it's going to finish on the flatbread.
And I got some questions. Remind me, I got some questions for you about that later on, about par cooking bacon before you do a lot of dishes. I find that to be much easier, especially when you're wrapping fresh seafood where you're not going to spend a lot of time on the grill.
Right. Actually, that brings me to my second recipe, which is going to be a bacon-wrapped lobster tail roll.
Gee, how did I know that?
I don't know. Ask the engineer.
Yeah.
So so that bacon-wrapped roll.
Beep, beep, beep. Bus number 386 backing up.
Anyway, so that lobster roll. Now, what I've got is pretty small lobster tails.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to wrap them in a basket weave of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to cook that all at once because I believe that the lobster will be protected enough by the bacon. We're going to use a thin bacon, so it doesn't take a long time to cook. So those two should finish up well
Marie
together.
Would be very proud of you.
Thank you.
You might submit that recipe to her and say, hey,
sure,
next bacon recipe. Hey, she loved you, man.
No, we had a great time. It was really, really fun. Anyway, so that lobster roll we're going to do with just a little bit of lettuce, some mayonnaise, garlic aioli, basically, in the mayonnaise.
I was going to say, you don't ever use just mayonnaise. Okay. I'm the only one that uses just mayonnaise in this group.
And and actually, I'm going to put a little sriracha in that mayonnaise. Sriracha. Just to give it some kick. So,
gee, there's another shocker. Boy, you're just pulling these revelations out of every place
yeah,
today.
Yeah, right. You'd never think.
No.
Never guessed.
Yes.
Third recipe I'm going to do is a little different.
It's
going to be another flatbread.
Okay.
And we're going to start with basically a spicy peanut.
Why are you smiling? Oh, no.
Spicy peanut butter.
No.
Base to the flatbread.
No.
We're going to use Mexican chorizo and hot Jimmy Dean sausage that we're going to pre-cook and put on the flatbread. Little dollops of a mixed berry preserve go on top of that. And then cheddar cheese on top of that.
So we got a PB&J. With S.
With cheese.
With C.
Yeah.
Peanut butter jelly.
Yeah.
Sausage and cheese.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I guarantee you you're going to like it. I guarantee it. The peanut's not straight peanut butter, right? So it's going to be a little peanut butter, a little bit of soy sauce. So,
oh, okay.
So we're going to kick it up a little bit. There's actually a little fish sauce in it. And it just gives a little bit of extra saltiness to it.
Well, if you say so.
All right. And then the last one, we're going to do a pounded out chicken breast. We're going to roll it with some prosciutto, some pepper jack, and then we're going to panko breadcrumb cover the whole thing.
Ooh.
And bake it off on the egg.
Oh.
So it gives it some texture.
Yes.
Kind of like a, you know, baked, kind of trying to give it a fried feeling to it without the
boy. Right. In other words, you're trying to make it wholesome. Man, you're going against
go
the grain.
Far.
Well, as long as you got cheese in there, I guess that's okay. You got a lot of fatty ham.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you know, I guess a meager attempt at a few less calories
is okay.
Can't be all that bad. So there you have it, my friends. Great recipes all. And why? Because we are at the Big Green Egg Retail Center. It is a jamming place today. 680 The Fan is out front, and we are in the air-conditioned confines. And, Chef Eric, people are admiring your bacon,
well,
which I think...
Hey, bacon brings people, you know, out of the woodwork pretty much.
It
is. The smell of bacon. There's nothing better at home than waking up.
And these are all great recipes. In fact, if you would like, I need to get a hold of Nick and the guys at Tanner's because they wanted to do a tailgate show, and it's coming up.
Yeah.
And...
Give these
are some great recipes for tailgating. If you're doing tailgate parties, your favorite college team like Notre Dame, very popular.
Yeah.
And or your favorite football team.
I'm going to their opening game, by the way.
The Saints. I mean, if you're going to any of those games, you're going to want great tailgate food because you are going to be challenged.
We're in Atlanta here. We got the Falcons.
Like I said,
okay.
When you're at the Saints, you get great tailgate food.
A Tech game or a Georgia game, something like that.
If people go to those.
You don't know anything about that?
No, I don't know. I've never been.
But you're losing your audience already. Yeah. He's an Auburn fan, for God's sakes.
I couldn't tell. But, no, college football is coming up. Pro football is coming up. And there's nothing better than a tailgate party.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
I'm just so ready for football to start. It's crazy.
Yes. I mean, I even watched the preseason. I tried to watch the preseason game last night. It was so pathetic, I got it on my laptop. I was watching the preseason game. I mean, it was preseason is awful. I got to tell you, you got to be a purist to watch
it. Well, watching the Falcons preseason game the other day was a little painful because Gonzalez wasn't there. Witherspoon is out. I mean, they were playing. They're basically their third string team was better than our third string team. Is how it worked out.
Yeah, and you know what? Because you can't blame the coaches. They don't want to put their studs in there because these guys are playing for a slot on the team.
Right.
And they'll do whatever it takes.
Right.
And they'll knock somebody senseless on the other team to say, see what I can do, coach?
Yep.
And you lose too many players. So, but, you know, for a purist of football, it's kind of fun to watch because you get to see the maybes, the possibilities, the potential players for your team in the upcoming season or seasons to come. I mean, so it's, you know, you have to be pretty strong-minded. They had 72,000 at the Saints preseason game last night.
Really?
72,168 people. They won.
Oh, okay.
But they were at home. They were at home against Kansas City, who's got a whole new regime. They got Alex Smith from San Francisco as their new quarterback. Andy Reid from Philadelphia is their new head coach.
Right.
So they've got a lot of changes going on there, but... You know what? It's still pads hitting and some fun. So, but you can imagine the tailgate food down there is unlike tailgate food anywhere else in the NFL. Could you imagine tailgate parties in New Orleans?
I have imagined that before. We got to go there. We will be there.
We will have to do a tailgate party from New Orleans. Anyway.
So let me tell you a little bit about what I got going on. So I mentioned I've got the sockeye salmon that I dressed out a little bit with some salt, olive oil. A little bit of drizzle of honey and lemon slices. That's on the egg. I'm par cooking it. So it's going to be about 10 minutes total, although I think I'm going to end up being at 12 minutes because of the length of our segment right now. So, and then I've also taken some fennel. It's also called anise. If you go to Kroger, it says anise. It's actually fennel. Take a bulb of fennel, chop off the top, slice off a little bit of the bottom, chop it in half long ways, cover it with olive oil and some salt and pepper, put it out on the egg. Partially roast it. I don't want it all the way roasted. Just partially roasted and getting some grill marks on it. I am parring, yeah. I took it off already off the egg, and then I thin slice it by hand, or you can use a mandolin.
Uh-huh.
And then I put it into two oranges worth of orange juice, a lemon worth of lemon juice, two limes worth of lime juice, some salt, some pepper, some dried basil, and a little bit of honey. and the fennel in there, and that's just sort of been marinating around. Now, that's going to go on top of the salmon flatbread, sort of to give you a nice little
And fennel is something you got to be a little careful with. It's like fennel seeds because it gives off that licorice taste.
It does, but the honey and the citrus breaks down some of that. It cuts it a little bit, but that fennel taste goes very well with salmon. That's why dill is so frequently paired with salmon. If you think of that, right? Those two go together well. So not too worried about that. This we're not going to be using the juice here. We're just using this to marinate that fennel to dress it on top of the salmon. And then, I'll tell you the rest later.
Yeah, please, save it for the next segment. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life, and what better place to celebrate than here today at the Big Green Egg Retail Center, where everybody that's happening and cool are hanging out because they want to gain weight for free.